Blog Talk Radio.
This is Grover Weaver. Good evening. We're here in Fort Worth, Texas. The second day of fall. It's a beautiful day. This is what you fall in love with Texas for. It in the fall of the year when the temperature has dropped and fall is ushered in. It's a good day. It's a good day in the world, too. I'm looking at Syria. I'm looking at what's happening there. I'm looking at how things are being managed by the president and his team. I'm thinking about a word that Rush Limbaugh used to describe the president. And not given to him, I'm going to use the word because I think it says, it makes the point that I want to make tonight in my commentary on Syria. You know my position is always have been hitter and hitter hard, show might and force if you have to take issue. And you must take issue because she used destructive weapons on her own people. We decided long time ago the line was drawn. No one would use chemical weapons in warfare. So tonight I look at Syria and I see the eagle is stirring her nest. The president opposition just went up and say he's flipping and he is uncertain about what he was doing. In the midst of consideration, he decided to flip the script. Instead of just going to war on his own, he decided that he would pass the ball to the Russians. And this is the way it happened when it was conclusively decided that chemical weapons was used in Syria. And you have to kind of take in consideration, it's only a dumb, unlearned person would not think that the United States knows more than it is saying. It has more power than it is using. With our technology, we know who the enemy is. We know where the enemy slept last night. Because of our far superior intelligence gathering, we know who the enemy is. So there's no question in the mind of this country that Syria used weapons. And Syria knows we know because there are people inside of Syria that's on the side of America. So we know. We know. And when the president say, I'm going to hit her and I'm going to hit her hard, something happened. And I'm not without believing that the president knew about this here all the time. The man ain't no fool. You got to remember, he's a Harvard law professor. And that kind of like ticks me off somewhat when these here junior flips kind of people that, and I'm talking about they everywhere and on every strata, and they in all the races that think that the president is less than what he actually is. The man has far superior intelligence than most of his enemies. So he has been tracking this thing for the last year when he and Putin talked about it way back there at the last summit. So when he has assessed the situation and he knows that Russia cannot afford to allow, without doing something about it, the United States running in there and just totally devastating Syria. Because if the United States dropped that hammer down on Syria, it's going to push the motivation of the war. It's going to push Syria into the hands of the opposition, and that's not a good deal as it stands right now. That's why I subject this message, the eagle is stirring her nest in Syria. Because Obama had made the move and made a brilliant move and brought Syria, President Assad, to the table. It now allows a lot of things to take place. And the rebels, you know, there's a lot of underhanded undercurrent, there's a lot of stuff going on inside of Syria. Assad is an autocratic dude, and that's just, you know, someone that want to be, thinks he's more than what he is, and he projects himself to be more than what his people are. So he is somebody, and they are nobody. So when this battle kicks off, when this here Arab Spring springs in Syria after having sprung in Libya and other Arab countries, the enemies who felt oppressed by him came running. And in the coming, people came and enjoyed the battle that was not desirable to the United States. We are in a death struggle with Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda said, well, I did it. I flew the planes into the towers. I did that. We did that. And ever since then, we have been after their behinds. And they have came, or offshoot, have came out of Iraq and is fighting in Syria. That's cool. And the rebels who are fighting Assad, so that's cool, more the better. More the better. But now, since the thing has shifted, and there's no way that they can sit at the table as long as Al-Qaeda is part of their weaponry. So while While the United States and Russia is in Geneva, Switzerland, crafting a deal on serious weapons. And that's why I say Obama was brilliant in his, I want to call it a bluff, in his threat to militarily take action against Syria. It made Syria acknowledge that it had chemical weapons. Up until that point, it hasn't, or had not done so. And out of all the nations that has a signature on the treaty, they did not, and their thing was, we don't have it. But the agreement that Kerry and his counterpart in Russia, the agreement that they put together that said that in 7 days, which was Monday, today was the day, that he had to reveal all of his weapons. Now, whether that's all of them or not is far more than we knew about, and it's just a detailed list, and until we can prove more, we got to accept him at his word. Like I say, he, being the honored man that he is, he sits at the table with his Geneva Agreement list. And while this is taking place, he is saying to those, and he had never, I had never heard him speak. I've listened at it, his old daddy who passed on, but I listened at him speak, but you never heard. He was European educated and had a slick wife, and that's pretty much all that you knew about him. But he didn't present himself to the Western media, but he is now. And that's because of the pressure that was forced upon him, that heavy hand, that iron hand that I encourage Obama to use to bring this here to pass, and now it's there. And there's a possibility the rebels, this Free Syrian Army, see that there's a possibility. But there is no possibility as long as Al-Qaeda is part of their weaponry. So what have been taking place in the last 2 days, Sunday and today, there are Associated Press exclusive video showing helicopters and warplanes destroying villages and families. On one particular one, 6 members of a family was wiped out. And on yesterday, near the Turkey border, a top Al-Qaeda commander was ambushed along with 12 of his fighters. This had not happened. We use this metaphor about this here eagle. Moses used it first in the book of Deuteronomy. He talked about he had that eagle stirring up her nest. But when it's time, and I think everybody have to admit, it's time after 110,000 Syrians are killed, murdered, assassinated. Come up with any horrible word that you would use to describe this atrocity and it's happening. Some people say it's up to pretty close 100,000. It is a lot of people. And in order to stop it, the only solution is a peaceful negotiation. It must be verified. And you got to start at the table with the list. The rebels said today, Ryder reported, that they are prepared to go if it's a guarantee that Assad won't remain in power. But because of the agreement that Russia and the United States put together on the chemical weapons, the world sees that the rebels don't have really a lot of power. And they had hoped that the United States would bomb Syria, and that would allow them to gain an edge. But since that did not happen, everybody now got to go to the table. Well, it's going to be a little bit more fighting. Anytime you have Satan in the midst of it, you have Satan in the midst of this here battle, and when that happened, all you can do is just contain it as much as you can and let Satan battle it out. Now, we know that Satan is a defeated foe and there's a place prepared for him. So long as you can keep it contained, but the world as they meet, as the UN is being assembled here in New York, in this country, the president is up to address the body tomorrow. And letters have been passed between Iran, and Iran has a hand in this here. And my message to the president is do business with Iran. Be as Reagan talked about it, be cautious and verify, but do business with him. And it is because of your the way you have advanced your program and your agenda with Iran is why they are here today. Don't let Israel, don't let your opposition here in America, in foreign country, stop you from doing what you're doing because you are winning there. And my advice would be to you in this here, your domestic side where your trouble is with this here continuing resolution. I agree that you should not negotiate the full faith and credit of the United States for some ideological viewpoint. The people are with you. Stand fast. Don't let them out of the Republicans out of the box that you got them in. Well, we have totally exceeded our time, and we didn't really do it. Here's a word I learned, vetted from a friend I picked up on Facebook. We didn't vet it as deep as we wanted to, but we did bring it before you. That you're winning, Mr. President. Hold your hope. The eagle is stirring up the nest in Syria, and the people are going to see what a den of iniquity it is and going to demand peace. And we say, in Jesus' name. That's our viewpoint. That's our perspective. What is yours?